And someone trying to work through the detail of this announcement from the Coalition this morning is Dan Galligan, the Chief Executive of Rural Lobby Group Cane Growers. Dan, good afternoon.
G'day, Craig.
Do you understand this as a concessional loan scheme?
That's how I'd understand it, yeah. But I think, like everybody, we are trawling through line by line what the Prime Minister and the Minister for Environment have said this morning, and there's still a lot of detail to be dug out.
Well, and I ask that because $1 billion gets the headlines. It's how it would work in practice. And if it's concessional loans, do you really see it as that much being on offer from the Coalition?
Well, I guess that's our reservation. We had no more detail than anybody else on this issue. And obviously, cane growers are right in the middle of trying to deal with this and doing their bit for protecting the reef. So we don't have any knowledge of how the loans would be structured, whether they're similar to the other clean energy finance loans, and how long you'd have to pay them back over, for what sort of projects, whether or not you have to aggregate projects, what the targets are. We're assuming a lot here. And that's very hard then to come out and support anything. And on the back of that, as you allude to, I guess I have some reservations that the objective here was to get a headline that had a big figure in it. And it's and that's about it so far.
It will be administered, and we've heard this confirmed by the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Mm. What is the link between energy efficiency and achieving water quality?
Yeah, I think the Prime Minister's only link so far was he referenced solar and solar energy. Now, we've probably got some much more fundamental questions about energy and energy efficiency and the cost of electricity that you well know about. So moving to solar and linking that to reduction in nitrogen, I'm yet to see exactly how they're making that jump. I also think his comments in relation to irrigation efficiency and really the target being using less water probably show a lack of detail in the program as well. So, look, I'm being completely honest here, Craig. I've got more questions than answers on this program so far. I think the whole concept that we can comment on, which is the concept really that government is indicating a move to a concessional loan type structure, perhaps away from or in addition to what has been a devolved grant structure. And under the current programs, grants are given to growers. Growers have to match those dollars coming from government dollar for dollar. So they do contribute at least a dollar for dollar, often much more, to the current grants model. And going to a loan structure, I'm not so sure that's generally the way we'd see this as being the most efficient way to get practice change on the reef.
Dan Galligan, the announcement from the Coalition today, it comes after a $500 million commitment from the Labor Party a few weeks ago. Looking at both and the detail as you understand them right now, which would deliver more on farm, for instance?
Yeah, look, clearly the grants programs, similar to what the Labor Party has already announced, is the beast that we understand, and we know it's been quite efficiently used so far. But both parties have moved to looking for new ways under what is now known as the Reef Trust and auctioning off outcomes. So, and I think we do need to add in, just for fairness, that the Coalition have also increased their commitment of another $171 million into the grants program as well. So, you know, in terms of what we know and how things work, they're probably about neck and neck. Today's announcement, if it was to deliver everything it says the government says it's going to deliver, it would certainly put the Coalition ahead. But up until this point today, they were neck and neck. So we just need to understand what today really means.
Dan Galligan, how do you feel about farmers being particularly focused on in all of the reef announcements? Sediment, nutrient runoff, farmers being targeted by both Labor and the Coalition is maybe not the bad guys, but it certainly feels that you have to shoulder the majority of the work.
Well, yeah, I think that's it. There's a mixture, I think, I hear from members of extreme frustration about being targeted, but I think the language has changed from politicians to we know that actually climate change is the biggest risk to the Great Barrier Reef in terms of long-term health, and government has been fickle on its climate change policy, but the bottom line is they keep referring to farmers as being delivering the solution. So one thing I'd say out of all that is, how about we talk to farmers about that? How about we actually ask them how they can help on solutions instead of us constantly responding to their ideas about what farmers should do? How about we listen to farmers?
Well, on that point, has there been much consultation at all from either of the major parties with a group like Cane Growers or with the Queensland Farmers Federation, for instance, that you know of, or with AgForce or any of the other ag lobby groups?
Not on the announcement today. None that I know of. Absolutely zilch.
And what about on Labor's a few weeks ago?
We didn't have any consultation on that one either, no. The only consultation on programs with industry has been the recent announcements, the previous ones by Minister Hunt, on the Reef Trust program. So that was a collaborative effort between NRM bodies and industry, and that was really under the current arrangements that were announced prior to the election campaign for Reef Trust. So they're in government announcements, but in terms of party policies, no, we haven't had any discussions at all.
That's an interesting time, the election campaign. What's 3 weeks to go? Would you be expecting anything more?
I think I would not be surprised with 3 weeks to go, and it seems to be dragging on forever, that both parties will still have issues up their sleeve, and the reef, unfortunately, in many ways, is the biggest issue that they want to carry around the state. So Queensland's obviously an important state, and the reef is the biggest issue that they see as having a political advantage. So I dare say they'll keep some powder dry until the last minute in case they need it.
But from what you said earlier, it's one thing to make the headlines, it's another to deliver really practical benefits.
Well, and it's those practical benefits that we all know that farmers are being asked to deliver in the end after the campaign's over. Whoever gets in, they're going to lean back on land managers to try and deliver it. So we would hope that they actually rely on actually getting their opinions in the first place.
Dan Galligan, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Craig.
The Chief Executive of Cane Growers.